Happy Sunday. Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game 5 of 6 in a series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by the newest guy to the Shuckers team, Max Lazar. Max, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And welcome to Double A. This has to be such a fun moment to be up in Double A, and quite the fun debut last night.
Yeah, excited to be here and help the team win any way I can.
And you had really a whirlwind of a 24 hours. You got called up from Wisconsin, and you spent the entire day driving up and down the entire United States, starting in Wisconsin, get to Biloxi. How wild of a whirlwind has this been the last couple of days?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like, we had, after the series last week, we had Monday and Tuesday off, like off days. So I was just kind of relaxing. I played some golf. And then Tuesday night, I was packing up for... We had a road trip up in Wisconsin. We were driving to Iowa, and I was packing up, and the manager, Joe Arault, called me at, like, 10:30 at night and said, like, change of plans. You're going to be heading to Biloxi. So I was packing up my stuff for a road trip in Wisconsin, but instead I had to pack, you know, my entire apartment. So I drove Wednesday and then Thursday to get here.
That's quite the drive. Did you stop in the middle?
Yeah, I stopped outside of Nashville, spent the night there, so it was, like, 10 hours of driving on Monday, then like 7 on Thursday to get here by pregame.
You're a guy who's in the 7th year of his career and now in Double A after missing the 2020 season due to COVID, missing 2021 due to an injury. How important of a moment was it last night to be able to step out on the mound and make your Double A debut?
Yeah, I mean, this is, the Brewers are all I know. I've been, it's my 7th year. Kind of had an up and down journey to get here. Just trying to take it one day at a time and don't take it for granted and just do what I do every day.
How big of a confidence jolt did last night give you with 4 strikeouts in 2 innings?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a level of competition obviously is going to be higher, but just got to keep it the same, stay aggressive and stay the course.
Another big thing coming to Biloxi is you're back in the South. You're from Florida and you have not pitched in the Southeastern United States since being drafted back in 2017. How excited are you to finally be back a little closer to home?
Yeah, a little closer. Our spring training is in Arizona, whereas, you know, a lot of teams are in Florida, which that would have been really cool. But, yeah, I played in Montana, which with the Helena Brewers, which isn't even a team anymore. And then I spent a few years in Wisconsin. And, excited to be closer to home. It's still like a 10-hour drive, 11-hour drive back home. But, definitely excited to be closer to home.
How excited is the family for you to be a little closer?
Yeah, I think – we got the All-Star break coming up, so I'm trying to take a trip down for those few days and see my family. But, yeah, they're already trying to plan something out to come up.
Another thing, too, is this past offseason, you went not to the South. You went to the other side of the world in Australia to play with the Brisbane Bandits, where you were one of 7 different Brewers prospects on the Bandits. What was that experience like going to another continent to play some winter ball?
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting. It's something I when I went down with the injury midseason last year, I kind of mentioned it to them. I felt like I needed to show the organization and prove to them and to myself that I can still pitch and get back to what I used to be prior to my surgery of my elbow surgery. But it was super fun. The schedule there is really fun. You only play, you know, on the weekends, Friday through Sunday. So a lot of downtime to like explore with some of the guys, and we had a good group, James Meeker and some of the other guys that are down in Wisconsin, so it was a fun time.
What was your favorite part about exploring Brisbane and Australia?
We played some good golf. There's no beach there, but you're like an hour and a half from some of the most famous beaches in the world, so on our off days we would take a trip down to the beach and spend some time there and check out, you know, the sights down there. And I love the beach. I grew up on the beach, so that was really fun.
Another thing is that if you look up Max Lazar on Instagram, it comes up as Major Lazer, which is a Caribbean EDM group, but it's also come as a de facto nickname for you throughout your career. How did that come about?
Yeah, I don't know. I just everyone calls me Lazer, and they had some good songs at the time, and I kind of just like adopted that as my alter ego nickname, and it's pretty funny. I've just kind of rode with it for like a long time now, and it's my username for any account I need to make on, you know, video games or anything like that, you know, so it's pretty fun.
Do you have a favorite Major Lazer song?
Well, around that time when it kind of started, that Lean On song was like really big, and that's got, I think that's probably their biggest song. And yeah, that's still a banger now to this day.
There you go. Well, Max, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to Double A and welcome to Biloxi.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves getting set for 5:05 first pitch. We're back after this.